My home is my church. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My home is my church. People join the University of Healing and the Church of God Unlimited seeking to establish a church. They seek to be a minister. They want to minister unto the world and want to minister unto others, and they want to be a divine being. And that's a very wonderful thing to be. A very wonderful thing to be. And they forget one of the first premises that is taught at the University of Healing, and that is that our body is the temple of the living God. Our body is our church. Our body is the true church, the one church. Jesus said, go within. Go to the Father within, who seeth in secret, and he will reward thee openly. Now, could we do any better than that? Could we do any better than that? Now, what is it that we want to go out and be a minister for? Well, we want to help our fellow man. We want to do things for others. We want to teach them the way. Well, have we found the way ourselves? I would like to think we have, but have we really found the way ourselves? Do we really teach what we believe, or do we teach what we've been taught to teach? Do we teach the type of religions that are abounding on earth today, or all time? Are we teaching that God is outside of us, like all of churches seem to point to, and even our church from time to time? We say, oh, God, help me. Well, God is right within us. God is right within us. These are the words of the master teacher. These are the words of every great religious teacher. These are the words that we believe in. So, if God is within us, and we are God, and we are all, where else could our church be but in this temple of the living God, our body? Do we worship our body? Do we respect our body? Do we bless our body? Do we say only good things in our body? Do we think only good thoughts in our body? We go into church, we take off our hat, you know. We go into church, we don't smoke, we don't drink. We go into church, we speak loving thoughts. We go into church, we do beautiful things. Well, maybe we should start thinking that's what we do also in our own body, in our own world, in our own existence. We've had a number of ministers of the Church of God Unlimited recently who have contacted us and said, I'm just too busy to get out on Sunday and go and talk to all these people. I have too many things of my own projects that I'm working on, and I'm so happy doing them. Is it okay if I don't have a church outside if I'm a minister? And I say, you learned a beautiful lesson. You've learned that God is within you, and the church, the only true church, is within you. And they say, well, what should I do? What should I do? Well, I tell them, my home is my church. Now, if you will say your home is your church, you will find that you have made the greatest spiritual step on your spiritual journey, in your spiritual life, in your spiritual desire that you could ever want to make, you could ever dream of making. Now, what does it mean to say, my home is my church? What does it mean to say, my home is my church? Where I live, what I am doing, who I am thinking about, what I am dreaming about, what my world is all about. When I say that, what am I saying? Am I saying that there's something outside of me that needs attention? Am I saying that there's something outside of me that needs to have me look at it and observe it and be aware of it? When I say my home is my temple, then everything starts right inside of me. Every direction of my thought starts inside of me. Do I have a foul mouth? Do I speak dirty words, dirty thoughts, dirty actions? Do I have a beautiful mouth? Am I is my mouth dripping with the honey of good, human kindness and goodness and thoughtfulness and lovingness? When I think of another person, do I think of their good points or do I think of their negative points? When I think of the world, do I think of its good features or do I think of its negative features? You see, my church is right inside of me. It's my home. My home is my church. And so, from my home, that's my base. That's where I begin and that's where I end and that's where all takes place. So, in my home, I am thinking thoughts about the world. Now, am I saying, there now is peace on earth, and it began with my thought. It began with me. It began with every thought that I think. Am I a blessing to my creation and my world, which all is? All is my creation and all is my world. Am I a blessing to it by saying, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me? There now is love on earth, and it began with me. There now is happiness on earth, and it began with me. There now is wholeness, wholeness, wholeness. Hey, think about that one once. There now is wholeness on earth, and it began with me, with my thought. So, when I see myself, and I say I am whole and perfect, and I keep being aware of that, then that's all I know. If I parade around and say, look at my broken leg, look at my broken leg, look at my illness, look at my unhappiness, look, oh dear me, and then people look at it and they feel sorry for us and they have sympathy for us and then we feel sorry for ourselves, and there's no healing. The healing is from wholeness to illness, if that's what you want to say. Because our original purity is wholeness. Our original purity is to be who we really are. Now, my home is my church. My home is my temple. My home is the temple of the living God. My home is the most wonderful, magnificent place in the world. Now, from my home, that's my body, my house, my family, my life, that's all my home. From my home do I say, all is in divine order now. Not tomorrow, not will be, not I'd like to see it be that way, but now. All is in divine order now. Can I say something like that? Can I say, all is in divine order now, when the appearance might not be there? Can I say all is in divine order now when it's something that I'm wishing for and hoping for and would like to see? Can I do that? Or am I going to be a person who is stuck on the appearances? Am I going to look at my child and say, you're stupid, you don't know geography, you don't know geology, you don't know all of these things? And what's a kid going to say? But Mom, I'm just a little kid. I got to learn these things. Now, Mom would never say that to her kid because a mom knows that a child today is one appearance and tomorrow is another. Neither appearance is bad. The appearance of ignorance today and the appearance of brilliance tomorrow is neither good nor bad. It's just awareness. Now, do we have the ability to be aware to say that we are the appearance that we are? Do we have the ability to say there now is peace on earth where there might not be in every place peace? When we say there now is peace on earth, we are making an affirmation, a statement of truth, and we are empowering that statement of truth to be a reality in our world, in our life, in our experience. Yesterday we were discussing the Queen of England. And we were saying how she and her consort are such handsome people. And they're in their 85s and so forth. And they're handsome people, beautiful people. Actually, her consort is in his 90s. And they're glorious people. They walk around with pride. They walk around with dignity. Their temple, their body is the temple of the living God. Their business is to be a role model for their country and their countrymen. Their business is to be fantastic under all circumstances. Their business is to be magnificent. Their business is always to be in the absolute correct protocol for every circumstance. On every circumstance. Now, someone might do something silly in their presence. They do not notice that. Someone may speak a word of unkindness or incorrectness in their presence. They do not, and they don't correct them. Because if they correct them, that means they noticed it. If they correct them, that means they're aware of that being something improper and impolite and not to be done. Now, that's training. They've trained for a lifetime to do that. And their young princes are training for a lifetime to do that. And they're learning it beautifully. Some of them made a little mistake because Mama allowed them to have the ability to go out and be with their cohorts. But some of them were able to go out and be with their cohorts and be the symbol, be the role model, be the delight, be the proper being. And are they not thought good of because they're the proper being? No. They are thought all the more wonderful because they live what they are. They're the prince. They're the role model. They're the beautiful, godly being. They are the royal family. And the royal family does do this and does do that. It's not a matter of what they don't do. They just don't do it. They do these things. Now, you're a minister. You're a member of the royal family. Everyone is, really. But you're a minister, and you know you're a minister. You accept you're a minister, and you reveal you're a minister in all your ways and actions and doing. And you live your life so gloriously that everyone says, what an unconditionally loving person. That's what ministers are. Ministers are unconditionally loving persons, and they are unconditionally loving persons in their home, in their body temple. Ministers in churches who have to see to the business affairs of the churches are really not being unconditionally loving. If a minister in a church could say, all is in divine order, all is working out harmoniously, all is, and believe it, he would be the ideal minister. She would be the ideal minister. But they feel they have to be the businessman. They have to keep the church in business. They have to pay the bills. They have to do this and that and the other thing. And that's silly. That's silly. That's why you have boards of directors in all organizations, and you have secretaries, and you have treasurers, and you have people who take care of these things and pay these bills who are untouched by it. If you've got the money to pay it, good. If you don't got the money to pay it, good. It doesn't matter to them. And you see, when the minister frees himself from those day-to-day tasks and includes himself in the idea that all is in divine order, when a minister acts from that point of view, then that minister is the ideal minister. First ministering unto themselves, then ministering unto all of their creation. Their flock is their creation, their family is their creation, their world is their creation, their community and their life is their creation. How beautiful it is. How absolutely beautiful, how gorgeous, how fantastic, how thrilling, and how glorious. What kind of minister are you? Are you an unconditionally loving minister? I am. What kind of minister are you? Do you see the world in right order, in divine order, in peace? I do. What kind of minister are you? Are you a minister that sees all of your friends, members of your flock? I do. What kind of minister are you? Do you see all the world in divine order now and always? I do. There's nothing to heal because a minister sees with the eyes of the divine. There's nothing to improve. There's nothing to bring peace on earth because all is in divine order now now and forevermore. My home is my church. What more could I want? What more could I be? What more could I live? That is who I am, and I love it. Have a lovely day. Have a beautiful day living in your home, the temple of the living God. I love you. I love you. I love you.